Indeed, we have high hopes, high expectations for all, because you see, you are each climbing higher, you are breaking through the glass ceilings, shall we say, of your lives, and realizing, claiming your destiny. Now, by and large, everything is good to go, everything is groovy, everything is in its right place at its right time. Easy to perceive, easy to understand. But sometimes there are, sometimes there are opportunities of advancement that will seem like blemishes of despair. In other words, when you are not looking, when things seem quite restful, so to speak, there comes the windstorm out of nowhere, seemingly. But understand, what you are doing is tidying your etheric home. In other words, you are looking forward to a new dimensional reality to claim as your home base, yes? And so in order to import yourself into this new advanced state of consciousness, it will do you well to serve whatever the storm shall bring you, whatever the tide brings in to shore, understand? Because what you are doing is looking no further than your own consciousness, than your own domain, than your own crystal ball. And what you shall establish is your right for arrival, your right to be present with truth. Now, what you are being presented with, what you are being provided with, quite frankly, are your false truths. In other words, that which you have erroneously claimed to be yours, but in fact have no relationship with you. Imagine having something in your closet or your bureau. You take a look at it. What is this thing here? I never really use it. And you come to find out it has return to sender tags, in other words, postage due, or perhaps you're holding this item for a friend from long ago, understand? In other words, you have been importing consciousness that is no longer representative of your true self, and you are being invited to claim it, to pass, to be relieved of entrance, of entering your doorway, to be gone evermore. And that is what we would like to bring up, the need for permission. Because as you are clinging to the status quo, as you are clinging to your life to remain just as so, you are due to arrive late, shall we say, to the party, simply because you are tethered to items that no longer fit in your valise, no longer fit in your book bag, and even a shoulder bag cannot contain it. It is because you are seeking entry into your new domain, yes? Now that is what we are establishing energetically for each of you. As you will agree and give us permission and say yes, we will move forward energetically speaking and open the doorway to help you to arrive, to help you to understand your proper place of receivership. Now, as you believe that all the old items need to come on board, you will be stalled out. In other words, when you get weighed at the door, sorry, you are over the poundage that is accepted. Now, we don't mean this literally, and we don't mean to freak you out, shall we say. This has nothing to do with the nighttime cupcake. It has to do with your willingness to purge that which is no longer appropriate frequency of one rising to such power, rising to such acquittal status. Because as you find yourself to be acquitted, as you find yourself to rest in your own Garden of Eden, with your own power, with your own wares, with your own capabilities, you will be in for quite a surprise. In other words, it is your higher self, dear ones, that is guiding you home, that is permitting you early entry. Now, you are wondering about this. Doesn't the enlightenment process, it takes years to unfold, yes? And we say it has been dormant for far too long. In other words, now is the time to claim that which is in full receivership for your perusal. In other words, you have opportunity to claim your sonship now. In truth, you are already doing so. You are harmonizing to these higher octaves of consciousness. Now that is what is occurring, and it should. It will shift you into position and help you feel more established in the higher rankings than the lower awarenesses, understand? In other words, as you are continuing to permit yourself to hit rock bottom, to align with lower affairs, lower consciousness, it is not that you cannot do so, but you are going to feel the pressure more and more so. It is going to be a step out of denial, yes? In other words, denial has been a trademark for all of humanity. To deny yourself to the truth, to fit into the old regime. Now, this is something that is tipping the scales. More and more so, you are finding it to be quite uncomfortable to try to align with such, and that is what you are being brokered. You are being invited into a new forecast, but remember the scales. When you are not looking, you are going to be shown what life is like with and without that extra baggage, without that extra pounds, that package that you found in your drawer, remember? It is time to tidy your house because, dear ones, you are being offered a hand up. You are being offered an opportunity to align with your highest truth. And what you are doing, in essence, is a bit of the review period. You're reviewing the unnecessary allegiances. In other words, those places where you still align with fear. Now you are going to be working with your own council, with your own spiritual committee and adversaries. They are going to be pointing out, shall we say, those images that are fear-based. In other words, what are you doing? Are you doing things out of the stream and focus of love's vibration? Or are you aligning with fear? Now, this is a subtle hint, but it is a thorough process indeed, because as you will reveal the truth of things, you will find it very easy to dismiss false charges against self and to purge your cabinet clean. In other words, notice the phone calls, notice the conversations, notice that which you succumb. Are you continuing conversations, relationships, fellowships, again, at a static cling, out of the old regime? Or are you aligning to your own soul needs? Are you aligning to the friendly skies? Now, it will be some time, shall we say, for you to sort all this out. Now, we said it is right here, and yet it is a time requirement. So you may question us regarding this. In other words, dear ones, we are asking you, we are recommending and prodding you a bit to step out of time. As you would agree so and to say yes, indeed, we will afford yourselves the rite of passage to align with your higher truth, to see how it fits quite comfortably to be outside of time. Now, more and more so, you are adapting to this premise. You are getting used to being in this protocol and in this normal functioning status, because this is where you are moving. In other words, you are importing yourselves, dears, into a new time frame. You may consider it leaving the old dimensional consciousness behind. Now, as you come to agree upon this and say yes, we too will agree with you. In other words, we are changing your locale of focus. We are recommending a higher vantage point. Now, as you come with us and travel the friendly skies, you will have an air about you. In other words, things will feel lighter. They will not feel as heavy or grave. We respond to your request to continue to lighten the load in consciousness, you see? Because the more and more that you get used to drifting up above, the less will be the tendency to pick up those old packages. Now, what you are going to find, dear ones, is all the packages in totality are no longer needed. We tricked you in a way, eh? In other words, we suggested that there was one package way in the bottom of your bureau that needs to check out. What if we were to inform you that in truth, there were packages tumbling out the second you picked up that package. So in essence, there are 20 packages, 40, perhaps 100 of the ego tendencies of consciousness where you are still tethered into buying into that your happiness can be found in something external to you, that you possess the keys of the kingdom as long as you can manipulate the world to suit your needs. Now, nothing can be further from the truth, of course, because as you align to your place in the higher ranks of reality outside time, you work on a quantum level and you simply serve yourself, dears. In other words, you truly need no one to do anything other, contrary to their initial program. Because what you are going to find is you are working in a manifestation capacity that uplifts you into a new reality in totality. Now, we understand that you have the needs, you have the bills to pay, the hair to comb and the teeth to brush. But without exception, as you maneuver your way through these last days of Earth in on this higher plane of truth, you are going to find that all of these needs are attended to by your higher self. In other words, you are stepping out of the program of lower consciousness and moving into a place of a self-serve program. Imagine going into a cafeteria or diner and it says, please serve yourself. Understand? No waiting for the waitress, no waiting for the bill, no waiting and wondering what they have. You just go help yourself. Now, there is a bit of a practice scenario in this, and we don't mean to push the envelope too much in terms of readiness. There is some practice time, yes, but consider this, dear ones, to be your practice time, that you have been alerted to your new reality. Because as you will come and agree, as you will come to agree with us and say, yes, indeed, we support you. We support your right to be free of lowercase consciousness. We support your right to be free of that which tethers you to past commands. In other words, you are working out of your programming bottom line, and you understand how your field of awareness operates based on the slower programming. What we are suggesting to you is that as you step out of this codependent relationship with your external environment and you serve yourself as a master of truth, you will find that indeed all needs are met, and quite easily. You will move into a new timeline, quite frankly, and that is what we are up to. We are up to helping you to be the shapeshifters of consciousness, of collapsing the need for certain timelines that will leave you drifting in eternal reincarnation loop for all of your days, for the rest of eternity as such. Now, we say this loosely because there is a time limit on when this all will be transferred to a higher plane eventually. But we say, why not get on board now? Why not get a good seat on the ride? Understand? So as you will come to agree with us and say, yes, the promotion has begun. You may consider it to be getting an early pair of spectacles or glasses or goggles. Ah, now I can see clearly. That's much better. Understand? So as we come to our conclusion, we invite you to maintain this higher awareness, this higher elevation of truth. Signal to your higher self, your soul, your readiness to get started. Be most willing to be the leader on the frontier of moving into a higher paradigm, of affording yourself the right to release those patterns of behavior that might be addictive to old tendencies, to old programs, to old constructs. As you have the willingness to align to this truth, to this source of attainment, you will find the choices being laid out before you. In other words, first you signal to your higher self of your readiness, and then you proceed with choice. At each turn, it is you that will choose. You see, no one can override this free will. It has been appointed to you by your creator. And so the choices, however, will be clearly laid out. Do not feel burdened or heavy laden if you find yourself making old choices, because the more clear it becomes that you are choosing one way, well, it affords you the driving rights, the bidding rights, the betting rights to choose again and again and again. When you clearly understand the numerous choices that are made on a daily basis in the millions, you will relax. It matters not the initial choice. It is a matter of consistency. It is a matter of rediscovering your power. It is a matter of mining your own diamonds that have been in your field of dreams all along. So at this time, we claim this for each of you, your right to mine your diamond self, your right to establish your holy power on earth, your right to dream in the possibilities of bringing the wealth and the joy and the laughter and the true enlightenment to all of the rest of your days. And so it is. Well, hi everybody, and there's Christy. Christy made it. Awesome, awesome. Okay, so we're gonna start, I remembered, Avril. We're gonna start with Avril and see how we can help, sweetheart.
Thank you so much. Please may I have a reading for my Pisces Vesper?
Yes, oh my God. Now, where are we? I don't remember this room. Oh my God, how gorgeous is that?
It's still the sitting room. I just
another side of the room. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You are